AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, we are indeed solid conservative and just plain right. And I am glad to be back. I had a great time being away, but I'm also glad to be back. And Copper, it's Monday, and she's running the board. Hey, Miss Copper, how you doing today?
I am. I'm doing well. Glad to have you back.
Well, I'm glad to be. I put you a note up on the board there. Didn't know if you saw that yet or not, but just a little note there about going forward. But, hey, listen, it was a great week. I got to say some thank yous, first of all. Before I go anywhere into the show, I just want to say thank you to the folks who made the show run even in my absence, and that's one of the great things about having a solid organization, when you can tell that it can still run even when you're not there. And so first of all, thank you to Copper, who made it possible for a couple of rookies to sit in last week. So good job on your part.
Thanks,
Copper, keeping the trains running on time.
How was your trip?
Oh, my trip was awesome. Yeah, my trip. I tell you what, hang on one second. Let me thank these guys first, and then I will tell you about our trip.
Jumping the gun here.
No, that's no worries. So first of all, thank you to Brian Taylor, former legal advisor to Governor Ivey, chief advisor to Governor Riley, state senator serving with me, a JAG officer with duty in Iraq. Just a solid dude, a good friend. Thank you, Brian Taylor. And Scott Buttram, the chief editor at the Trustful Tribune, who I got to know through Twitter, believe it or not. I feel like we're like electronic pen pals in some way. But talk about a solid dude, and he's been a great guest on the show a couple of times. And then I just said, you know what? He's so good. I'm going to go in and ask if he wants to guest host, and he did, and did an excellent job from what I hear. And then thank you to our own WVNN Yaffe. Yaffe, I appreciate you. Thank you for standing in for me and giving Charlene and I a chance to get away for a few days. So there's thank yous. And you were asking Copper what about the trip?
Oh, yeah. That was your 35th anniversary, right? What did you
35 remember? Years. Yeah. 35 years. I mean, that's unbelievable, really. Yes. Because I feel like we just got married like yesterday. Maybe last year. But nonetheless, yeah, 35 years. So we went to Savannah, had a great time. I hope some of y'all have been to Savannah. By the way, the Savannah Riverfront, they've even done more to it. You ever been down there, Copper?
I haven't, not that far south.
Okay, this is like old school South. Y'all need to go get yourself on down there. Get yourself on down to Savannah. But the history in Savannah is amazing. If you're a history buff, everything in the world you'd want to just go and see is there. And then at the same time, the locals are extremely engaging. They love visitors. And then on top of that, if you like to go antiquing, if you like just sightseeing, if you love big, huge live oaks that hang over the streets with you know the Spanish moss hanging off of them. So yeah, we got down there on Wednesday and had it all planned out. So we got down there. Had tickets to the Chicago concert on Wednesday night. Do you ever listen to Chicago, Copper? Is that so far beyond your generation? I don't know.
I'm afraid it might be.
Okay. Chicago is still amazing. I mean, and some of the original band members, that band has been making hits since 1967, almost as long as I've been alive. But they still got some of the original band members. They got one of the guys who's well into his 70s, it's two of the guys actually that are in the brass section, and they are all over the stage just getting it. But Chicago concert, we had dinners, we did some sightseeing. We had great breakfast, fresh beignets along the riverfront for breakfast, and then the big doings. We thought, and it kind of was, we had tickets to the Wynton Marsalis is a jazz aficionado. He's a jazz musician. And Wynton Marsalis and the Carnegie Orchestra were doing a Christmas concert. So we thought, well, that'll be cool. We'll kind of wrap up the week with that on Saturday night. And then we got an email that said, would you like to upgrade your ticket and go to a champagne reception just prior with a VIP entrance for the concert? We're like, and I thought, well, it's my anniversary. I'm going all in. So we did this thing. Well, I'm pretty sure that we are now part of the Savannah Blue Blood Elite. I don't know for a fact, but I think Upper Society in Savannah now has two new entrants, because we were the only people in the room who weren't from there, because it was actually a fundraiser for the Society of the Arts, which is called the Savannah Music Festival down there, and people are like, "Oh, hello, how are you? Where are you? Where do you, are you for part of the board now?" "No, we're not from here." "You're not from here?" I'm not sure how we got there, but we had champagne with all the old Savannah, and had a lot of fun. Went and saw the jazz concert afterwards. It was great. And so anyway, big doings, 35 years. I asked her, I said it on social media. I've got some pictures on Twitter. I asked Charlene, what do you want to do is celebrate our next 35 years? So I don't know, might go back to Savannah at the 70th anniversary. Who knows? Yeah. What do you think? 70? You think? I like it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can make it there.
Well, right now I feel like I'm 29 after that week. Although then again, I sort of feel like I'm 89 after that week. I need a vacation for my vacation. But we got back in last night. So thank you to the Right Side Ruffians who engagingly allowed me to leave for a few days. And thank you to them who stood in for me. And thank you to Copper who kept the trains running on time, as always. So I appreciate you. All right, I tell you what, Copper, let's do this. I'm not going to go ahead and hose the time here. Let's do this. Let's go ahead and take our usual short break right now, about a minute and a half early, and then I'll come back and do my Right Side Way comments and go straight into the Triple Dipper after that. How about that? All right, Phil Williams, glad to be back. Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.